The Greatest Feast. Bible Thought. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. 1 Corinthians 11:26, New International Version. Isn't it a delightful time when we can gather in our home with our family for a special feast? The table setting, the menu, and the food have been carefully prepared. The best part is studying each beloved face, the visiting and laughing as we share the meal becomes a happy memory. A more important feast is the one we celebrate on Sunday during our worship service. This feast does not have fine food, only a piece of unleavened bread and a drink of the fruit of the vine. But this meal was started by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in an upper room at the Feast of the Passover over 2,000 years ago. Knowing how forgetful we are, Jesus wanted his disciples to remember his death, his broken body, his blood, and resurrection. He wants us to eat this meal thoughtfully, aware of our sin, thankful for his mercy, together in our faith, hopeful about his coming. Jesus tells us to partake of this blessed communion until he comes again. We eat it until then in our resolve to be more like Christ. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your supper and the hope and fellowship it provides. In the name of Jesus, amen.